Yeah.
I think
you're
the
kind of lagging. Let me see. Maybe it's me. I'm in the room that usually gets not the best internet connection, so let me just move it.
There's also been lots of fireworks around me, so maybe the air is clouded up by
That doesn't seem scientific.
I'm not scientifically trained, but I shoot from the hip.
Okay, hold up. I'm gonna go get my tonic water here.
Nice Nirvana shirt.
It's not Nirvana the band, it's Nirvana, a clothing company that one of my adult students' sons owns.
Oh. Has he heard of Nirvana the band?
No. No, I'm sure she's heard of Nirvana the band.
Okay, this is a Japanese person, I assume.
It is a Japanese person. No, it's just an American guy. I'm an English class.
He's never heard of Nirvana.
Trying to brush up. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's review. What are we doing? What are we going to talk about?
So I sent you a screenshot.
Yes, I know. I saw that, but I just don't know. What are we going to go? What's the goal?
There is no goal. We have 7 topics. I think we're just going to run through them. Happens.
And we're not doing the music part today, right? We're not doing the music today. We're doing that once Waz X's album drops.
Yeah, which he postponed, right? So there's no telling when it'll come out. Maybe if it doesn't come out within like a week, we can just do the New World mixtape or something.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. All right. That sounds great.
All right. Mahalo. All
right, let's get started.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Welcome to the SlimeWire Podcast. This is episode 2835. I am, of course, your host, Triton T2. I'm broadcasting out of Portland, Oregon. I'm joined by my wonderful co-host. Would you like to introduce yourself?
It's good to see you all again. My name is Hikemen Sensei. I'm coming to you live from Shikoku, Japan, in the prefecture of Tokushima.
Happy 4th of July, first off.
Thank you very much.
That was today in America, if you didn't know. Here. Well,
I didn't realize that it was.
You as an American should have been celebrating, you know, our independence and all the things that make America great.
I would celebrate. I wouldn't celebrate that dark day had I lived in America, much less living here in Japan. So,
do you consider yourself a patriot, Ikemen? Ikemen Sensei?
No, I am the exact opposite of a patriot. Yeah, even if I wasn't a communist, I would still be not a patriot. Feel like that's just stupid, you know what I mean?
No,
to all patriots out here that are listening to the show, you can go fuck yourselves, and I don't like it.
I disagree. I think it's stupid to not be a patriot. You gotta fight for your team, well, you know what I'm saying? Elaborate?
Okay, I've got general respect for the people of America. You know, just the general people. But
America's
not for the...
America's a great place. We have McDonald's. We have football. We have the red, white, and blue. It's a great color scheme. The Star Spangled Banner. It's a good song. It's a well-written song. The Pledge of Allegiance.
That is good.
You know, it's
okay.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. I like the layout of the money. It's very aesthetically pleasing. How our money is printed and what it looks like and stuff. Of course, I'm a patriot.
You're a patriot in the aesthetic sense. You just kind of like the way that America looks and sounds and feels.
Yeah, I'm an American.
You're artistically...
I respect America. Yeah. America is not its government, Ikemen Sensei. America is its people. And as an American, I think I represent the American people very well because I'm very cool. And so why wouldn't I be a patriot? Yeah. To not be a patriot is to shit on yourself.
Shit on myself, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, I don't live in America anymore, Morgan, so I don't gotta buy into any of that shit. And, I don't know. When you put it that way, I guess maybe I am kind of a patriot. I don't know.
What is your, like, exact...
I just never thought of myself.
What's your, like, nationality? Like, are you an American Japanese? person, or are you just an American that happens to be in Japan?
No, I am not an American Japanese person. If I wanted to get Japanese nationality, you have to pass a strenuous and rigorous test that is, like, you know, much harder than the one they make American immigrants take. Yeah. There's only, there are, like, not many foreigners that have ever successfully gotten Japanese nationality. And if you look up, there is one guy from Sweden who did it. And he's like jacked to like this insane extreme, and he's like on roids, and he has like Japanese citizenship, and he wears like kimonos and does like tea ceremonies and shit. And he has an Instagram. It's really great. You should follow him.
That's pretty cool. You should send me his Instagram. I was wondering about our boy TKO Sam. Is he a Japanese citizen? I feel like he should be at this point.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
He's actually not our boy.
No. No shouts out to TKO Sam. Although I do understand his kind of like bitter and sardonic take on Japan a little bit more now that I've lived here for a long time, you know? Or for a little bit.
I think he...
I can't imagine living here long term.
He actually had like a viral video where he put like a GoPro on a revolving like sushi thing, and like it like filmed all of the people in the sushi restaurant. I saw it like literally, it was on like the main page of like Reddit. It was like this viral video, and I was like, that's TKO Sam. That's that fat fuck, that fat loser fuck that lives in Japan.
Fat freak living in Japan, TKO Sam.
But
a wild man.
Yeah, and then I think you got in trouble because you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be good. But no, I mean, I don't think that the Japanese would want like a fat, like acne, redhead ginger fuck being a Japanese citizen. I think they would just reject him right away, regardless of whether you could pass the test. I think there's probably also a physical aptitude test, and you got to be ripped. If you want to be a Japanese citizen.
Well, you're on your way.
But, well, on my way. Yeah, as you can see. To everybody who is not, everybody tuning in, I am hot and ripped. So, write that down. What did you do for 4th of July, Morgan?
I didn't do anything, and I didn't do anything last year either. I used to, like, go to a... You know, my buddies would have like a barbecue every year. You went to a couple of those. It was like my friends that take dabs, you know. So you'd go and they'd be making like good food, and they'd all be like, you know, blitzed out of their mind off of weed oil. And I don't enjoy those sorts of interactions that much. I mean, I had a good time, but like every time somebody's dabbed out, that's like not the funnest thing in the world. But
I remember getting there and being like having some good conversations with people that I haven't seen in a minute, and then eating some delicious food, and then just playing Injustice Gods Among Us for like 3 hours while nobody says anything because everybody's super fucking high. So like,
or watching like The Conjuring.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that scene. I remember that scene.
But it sort of sucks.
So you didn't go to that?
Yeah, I didn't go to that. So I just sort of hung out by myself. And they're like, fireworks are banned in Portland right now because we're in like a drought. But I've still been hearing fireworks, and like all of the surrounding areas of Portland, which have, you know, conservative governments mostly, these like shitty small towns on the outskirts, like Happy Valley or Camas or Troutdale or whatever, they were still doing fireworks. So from my deck, which again, my like prime ass apartment, which has like a great view of like two different mountains, and like I could see fireworks displays going on in those shit towns very far away. So I could see like fireworks, which was kind of cool.
Wow,
I wasn't expecting
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see fireworks from, like, the whole Tri-City area, basically, from where you are.
Well, just, like, the one angle that I have. I'm pretty sure it was, like Gresham fireworks. Probably illegal Gresham fireworks, but they were pretty big.
Oh, yeah, they gotta have the best fireworks out there.
Yeah.
Crazy meth head fireworks.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy. I feel like fireworks are just gonna die out, like, I think for years people have been, like, against fireworks and being like, oh, but what about the dogs that hate fireworks? Or what about, what about the veterans with PTSD? What about the birds? And, I don't know. What do you think about that? I personally don't care. I think fireworks are cool.
Absolutely.
I want to see more of them. Fuck the dogs.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
The veterans. They
so
shouldn't have gone.
Thing
they shouldn't have gone out and killed people. Like, you know.
The veterans that are alive today, I mean, there's some Vietnam veterans who didn't have a choice. But, you know, if you went to the Gulf War, you signed up for that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you went to Iraq,
You went to Iraq, you enlisted, and you were manipulated emotionally, like, mentally when you were, like, 17 to 23. And you came from a disadvantaged family where you didn't have any.
They took you to that, like, fucking building where they let you play Call of Duty, and they tell you, like, this is exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
And then they get you to join the army. But, you know, you made the mistake. I don't get to hide behind my mistakes. You have to live up to them.
It doesn't mean that we... Yeah, that's true. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop doing fireworks. I mean, yeah, that's, like, just another thing where it's like, okay, on the 4th of July, you're going to read a bunch of, like, infographics on Instagram about how fireworks are actually bad, and you should feel bad if you let off fireworks. Because people's dogs might run away, you know? It's like, well, shit. Let me live, for God's sakes.
Keep your damn dog inside or something. I don't know what to tell you. People are gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah, your shitty dog should be... You should train it better. And if it runs away, then that'll be a learning experience for it. It'll come back tougher and ready to fucking take on the world a little bit better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's, like, people are like, the birds get scared. And it's like, I don't give a shit about the... We're killing the birds in many other more significant ways than fireworks, you know? And people enjoy fireworks, and, you know, you get to go with your family and have a nice barbecue and enjoy a laugh together. Don't take away people's fun, okay?
Yeah, I mean, we should care about people first and foremost. Fuck the birds. I say keep the birds on their toes, because I don't trust those motherfuckers as far as I can throw them.
Yeah. Keep them moving. Don't let them stay in one place too long, all right? Earth should be for humans. It's primarily for humans. And on this Earth, we have to let off some fireworks sometimes, and that's just how it's going to be. I also appreciate the illegality of fireworks, so I encourage people to get to protest and petition to make them more illegal, because part of the fun of being in Oregon is procuring illegal fireworks from other states and driving them back to your state and setting them off, you know? So
have you
I have
taken
no problem
part?
With the actual... Yeah, I mean, we used to do it a couple times. Like, usually, most years, we didn't actually get, like, illegal fireworks, but we would, like, my, like, crazier friends' parents would go out of state and buy fireworks and come back and pop them off, baby. Pop those motherfuckers off.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, and then my family would get really drunk. One day, my mom was supposed to set up the fireworks, but she was super drunk, and while she was lighting them, they, like, fell over, and they started, like, shooting, like, everywhere in the, like, parking lot where we were, like, doing it, and it was, like, really dangerous. We had to, like, hide, and, it's just fun to watch your parents get drunk and play with dangerous shit. So I got nothing but good memories of fireworks, and I'm pro-fireworks, and I'm against dogs and birds.
Yeah, I'm not even a big
dog
guy anyway.
And that's my two cents
on the matter. Yeah, I don't think cats care about fireworks.
Dogs.
Oh. Yeah, I don't
care. Dogs, but like...
Dogs are fine, but I just don't care about their... I don't care about their emotional needs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we going to ban next? Like, I don't know. Yellow cars? I don't know. Mailmen?
Leaf blowers? Fucking...
Yeah,
all of that.
Yeah.
Skateboards, like...
Yeah, that spooks out dogs all the time. Yeah, for sure. My uncle, who is fat and has a weird face that my dog didn't like, are we gonna ban him from coming over?
Yeah, we should.
I tell you, it's crazy these days. Yeah, So I'm anti-patriotic, but I'm pro 4th of July, and I'm pro fireworks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And man, I miss fucking barbecue and shit. God damn it.
Well, I'm sorry I'm sorry to upset you with my barbecue.
I'm going off.
Speaking of just like things being fun, Portland recently lifted the mask mandate, baby. COVID's over, baby. It never happened.
So you can go out. You personally can go out without a mask.
Oh yeah. Anyway,
even though you have not been vaccinated,
I actually got my first vaccination shot.
Oh no shit. Okay.
So I think I'm 60% something. I don't know.
Yeah.
60% safe. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so I got my first shot. Bars are now able to stay open until 2:30 again. So
wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, actually, last night I went out to a bar and stayed there until, like, 2 in the morning, which I haven't done since March of, like, last year. And I gotta say, it was pretty fun, and, like, you know, have you seen that meme of, like, Bugs Bunny in the tuxedo with the gun? And it's like, Lord forgive me, but I'm gonna have to turn back into the old me. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm gonna have to go back to the old me. Because fine, I'm starting going hard. Yeah,
fuck yeah,
I need to make more money because
get back into it.
Yeah, back when I would make enough money that I could go to the bar and spend like $30 every night at the bar and then get a fucking Lyft home and then fucking like order food for delivery and still be fine. So, but I'm trying to work that out. But yeah, last night I was like faded. I was at the bar. I was playing pool. I was mushroom wojacking all over the place, and then afterwards I like rode a scooter all the way home because my new place is like so close to downtown that I can just scoot home. And it was hella fun. I was like,
fuck yeah, dude.
I was like going down hills dangerously fast, hitting those turns, running red lights, running stop signs, just wilding out.
Hell
just
yeah.
Like going hard, bro.
Back to those days. Yeah, I was gonna say they got scooters back in downtown.
Oh, they're fucking everywhere. I've been going hard on the scooters because they're like all over my new place and like it's just so easy. It's like one of my preferred methods of getting home right now from work. It takes like 10 minutes.
That's so crazy because I thought that like, because yeah, scooters were like a thing before the pandemic. And then I thought that since it was such a nascent enterprise that it would be totally stopped in its tracks by the pandemic and then it just wouldn't happen again.
Well, what happened to them is, well, I mean, they like leave during the winter and then they come back during the summer. But it's like, it's one of those Silicon Valley things where they make this crazy thing that's super dope and it's really cheap, like the first like year. And then it just gets like way more expensive. So like, you remember when Ubers used to be like $3, you know, and now it's fucking $30 to take an Uber. So the same thing is happening with scooters now where like, fucking like 2 years ago I rode from like the Hawthorne Theater all the way to downtown for like $1.50 and now it costs like $10 to ride a scooter like to my place from downtown. So it does kind of suck. It's not like nearly as like financially beneficial as just taking the damn city bus or walking. But fuck man, it's fun. It's fun to ride those neoliberal scooters. That's what I like to call them.
Those tech bro scooters and those
Musk's scooters. Those
techno feudalist scooters. Yeah, for sure. I only rode them a couple times, and like the one time I already told you about this, but like the one time I rode them, like the dishwasher that worked at my old job was like this super tall, skinny dude, and he like loved Young Thug and like all this shit, and he was just a swaggy dude, just an all-around swaggy guy. And he became really good friends with me, but he didn't understand that just because I liked Young Thug didn't mean that I was like cool. So like, he wanted to hang out with me a couple times, and one time he was like, "Dude, let's just go get on some scooters and like scoot around." And he was fucking like running red lights in like on Broadway and fucking like doing like tricks and shit and like jumping around hard, all over the place. And it was like my first time. It was like my first time riding a scooter, and I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. And I was like, holy shit, like this sucks. I'm like a fucking old man now. This is ridiculous. I was just like putzing along. And I was causing, I think I was causing more traffic incidents than he was because I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was fucked up, man. It was fucked up. So that was my only experience with scooting.
Yeah, I mean, my many years, like, skating and, like, skating drunk specifically has, like, I have, like, an intuitive knowledge of how to, like, use momentum while drunk and, like, run red lights and, like, be safe and stuff. But,
yeah.
So, I mean,
exactly.
Nothing.
You have that years long.
Of that nascent knowledge, you know, how to do it. Mm-hmm. I did get hit by a car once while skating, but that's only happened
nice.
Once. Yeah, it was wild too. I was just like, it was just a car pulling out of a parking lot, and he just like, I just flipped over the hood of his car, and then I just like kept, I just left. He was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm fine," and just left. And then like, you know, 6 hours later, I was like, oh shit, that actually really hurt, and I probably should have gotten some insurance information and gone to the doctor or something, but yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Nice. Well, it's good to hear that things seem to be getting a little bit more back to normal down there in Portland town.
Oh yeah, everything's, it's all reopening. I don't think they're going to lock down again. I hear news about this new Delta variant, and I have seen some people being like, guys, it's really important that we continue to wear masks, but the majority of people are just completely ignoring that advice. We're done with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Even if shit starts up again, it's just really bad variant.
I don't have to wear a mask at work.
Anymore. Go ahead. Whoa,
I don't have to wear a mask. Nice. Yeah, it's dope. You are getting like a 30 second lag on everything I say, aren't you? Like a 10-second lag.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, whatever. Shit. That's fine.
Yeah, it can be like one of those news broadcasts this time.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a lag on, like, CNN when they have, like, a man out in the street.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's no big deal.
But yeah, everything's going back to normal.
We're, like, recording a man in the street.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. What else did you want to talk about today? I know that
what
you
else
had
in the news. We got
you.
Well,
like...
I'm really excited.
Uh huh. What you're really excited?
Yeah, this flag is actually pretty bad. Yeah, this is kind of throwing us off our groove a little bit. I gotta say. So I'm in my room that has good internet connection. Do you want to try to restart your internet?
I already did that, and if I did that, like, again, it would take forever to record this part.
Okay.
I feel like the lag's getting better.
Okay, so you just want to power through?
Yeah, let's just power through, buddy. I know you wanted to talk about the man, the myth, the legend.
It's big news. Big news.
So I'll give this one over to you.
I don't see how you cannot think this is, like, the most insane news that has happened in the last, like, fucking, I don't know, a couple months at least.
Is it like, insane? Bill Cosby? I mean, I feel like shit like this happens all the time. Like,
no, but nobody, there was no, like, prior warning. There was no notice. Nobody, there was no build-up to it. It was just, like, nobody was paying attention, and then Bill Cosby was released from jail in a stunning victory of evil against... good.
Actually, like... it was a failure of the judicial system that, like, it was like a technicality.
Yeah, I know. But I just, like, it's so strange to me that, like, once again, this is just a sign that, like, history is beginning to wind its way towards the destruction of the United States and of America because... yeah, Bill Cosby was, like, the main guy of the Me Too. He was, like, the biggest thing that happened in the Me Too movement, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was the most important get for that entire thing. And, like, we don't realize it, but people that, like, people that grew up a little bit earlier than us, people called Bill Cosby, like, the dad of America and like fucking.
Oh,
he was He was a ridiculously like he's like the Mr. Rogers of.
I remember that shit. I remember A, the Bill Cosby show, and B, the do you remember the children's show that the like animated children's show where it was like Bill Cosby as a baby, and he was like, "I'm Bill, I'm a baby," you know, like. I think it was just called Bill. It was like a PBS children's show made by Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I like, I grew up on that. And then, and also Kids Say the Darndest Things.
I was just going to mention Kids Say the Darndest Things, because that was some good shit.
I mean, he was like molesting all of those kids.
The whole time he was molesting everybody he came into contact with, basically. And, so, yeah, it's just crazy that he, like, everything from that time has been undone. The Me Too movement was, like, from 2016 to 2018, and now here we are 3 years later, and it's just, it's gone with the wind. Louis C.K. has a new special, and we're just back to square one, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, what I would say it's crazy is, to me. I mean, I think that, like, these, like, the Me Too movement is, like, I mean, probably a good thing, but it's like it's just a thing that it's indicative of like that era of like Trump's presidency of like fighting back against male misogyny. But the second that like you know Joe Biden became president and Me Too already went out the window the second everybody gaslit Tara Reid, you know.
Yeah, that's true. They definitely completely. So it's been on their moral.
It's been over.
Yeah, it's been out.
Like,
I mean,
Bill Cosby getting released is just like another. It's just what's going to happen.
Yeah, but like it feels like. I mean, I understand that like the war is over, and they lost, but they did have some victories, and it seems like it's like even the things that did happen that were good are now getting reversed. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, what were the victories? Like, the victory was, A, it
they
was
were symbolic
locking...
Business. Yeah,
it was locking up Bill Cosby, who's like a 90-year-old blind man. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
so fucking hilarious.
He has
a thousand-mile stare. He's such a strange-looking man.
I read a thing that they're trying to set up a tour for him. It's like, how can this man, that's, I know he's fucked up, and I know, but that's elder abuse. Come on, don't put this man on tour. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah,
He's half blind. He doesn't know where the fuck he is. It's like the same thing as Joe Biden being the president. That's just elder abuse. They're both horrible fucking people.
Sure.
But, I mean, just let them live out their days in a nursing home, fucking shitting out yogurt and pudding, you know? And reminiscing about when they used to rape women.
I want to hear a fucking Cosby's like prison special. You know what I mean? I want to hear his hour long like jokes about being in prison. You know,
that'd be amazing.
I want to know what it was like for him
if he had new material.
If he was writing jokes the whole time.
There's no way that what any like comeback show with Bill Cosby is just going to be him repeating old material. Like that'd be hilarious if he had new jokes.
Yeah,
they should let him host SNL.
Yeah, he can't just. Yeah, you're right. They should let him host SNL. But yeah, like on this new hypothetical tour, he can't just do like Kids Say the Darndest Things and like, oh, my 6-year-old, he talks back to me all the time. Like, it's not gonna work because everybody knows that he raped and went to jail. Like, it's not gonna hit right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people that are like literally totally that never believed that he did anything wrong and are just excited to have him back. So he's gonna have a huge audience still.
The fact that he got canceled means that he automatically has an audience of people that are anti-woke or whatever.
That's true.
I wanted to tell you about this. My dad, who I do think is like a smart guy, but unfortunately he's a boomer that has been fucking, you know, like just, he's been radicalized by memes that he sees on Facebook. He actually got banned from Facebook for posting conservative memes in like a conservative group on Facebook. And I was like, Dad, just stop posting on Facebook. What are you doing? You're 73. The man's 73. But I was talking to him like recently because I went down to the coast while it was like 115 degrees in Oregon, which is another thing we could talk about is the climate disasters going on. But I went down to the coast, and so I saw my dad, and he was like, he bought, you know, the MyPillow guy?
Yeah.
Trump, he bought that guy's pillow, and he spent like $30 on a pillow. My dad would never spend like more, like my dad is super frugal. I can never picture him spending $30 on a pillow, but he bought this damn stupid pillow, and he's like, honestly, it's the best pillow I've ever had. And I know for a fact that he's lying through his teeth. He just wants to support the MyPillow guy because he's a Trump guy. And so, like, there's tons of people that you think are smart that are going to immediately buy tickets to see Bill Cosby to own the libs, you know, which...
Yeah, for sure. Hey, yeah, I mean, that's gonna bring together a very strange audience comprised of, like, old barbershop like black guys from like the 1960s, like geriatric old
neoconservative black dudes,
but also just regular like the older generation of black people to whom the Cosby Show and Bill Cosby's career in general was symbolic of the rising status of African Americans in the United States, and then like Reddit incels and like fucking like free speech libertarians and shit,
and also just and they're gonna be 60 all going to 70-year-old boomers that are like bored at home because they've been locked down because if they go outside they're gonna die of COVID, and so they're just at home looking at these new Russian these new Russian conservative Facebook memes and getting radicalized by that. You know, my dad was talking to me about Candace Owens. I was like, he said Candace Owens should be the vice president in, he said Trump should run for re-election with Candace Owens as his running mate. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's not even a politician. Like, she's just a chick that you watch videos of on Facebook. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the other thing that pisses me off, or that is interesting to me about the Bill Cosby, like general public reactions from this whole thing, there's either people who are like, this is disgusting, he should go back to jail, he has to, like, they have to imprison him again, this is just a gross miscarriage of justice, and then there's people who are like, oh, he didn't do anything, it's just the government, it's like they're trying to keep a black guy down, and then there's probably some, you know, crazy 4chan people who are like, you know, he did rape women, but that's not wrong.
That's cool.
Those are the three general attitudes you can have towards it. But, like, people that think, like, oh, he's a monster, he's a disgusting monster, and he should be put back in jail. It's like, yeah, but, like, the reason he got out was because of, like, a technicality that if you, like, it would be illegal. Like, it would undermine the entire judiciary system to throw him back in jail. Like, there's no way that you could do that, even if you wanted to. I don't know. Because...
I guess I'm...
Why did he...
Are you okay over there?
I'm looking up some stuff.
Oh. Well, I think I'm, like, sort of in the middle. I don't think imprisoning this guy is going to do any good. Like, you've already ruined his career. He's a social pariah. Everybody knows that he's a rapist. He's like 99 years old, and like he's just gonna die in like 2 years. Who gives a fuck? Just like, there's no, like, if he go, him being in jail and him being in a nursing home is equal amounts of like standard of living for him.
Punishment.
Yeah, he's just gonna sleep in a shitty cot and get fucking food fed to him, and he's gonna shit out of a catheter, you know, pee into a catheter and shit into a fucking bedpan. So who gives a fuck? Today I was on the bus and I saw a very decrepit looking old man with a very long shirt, and he sat like pretty close to me, and underneath his shirt I saw his piss bag. Connected to his penis bag that was like slowly filling with piss, and it like really grossed me out, and I felt really bad for him. And so I'm like, man, just let these old people pee in their bags and watch their fucking Shirley Temple videos, God, whatever the fuck they do. Like, yeah, they shouldn't have to be out in the world going to Fred Meyer. If you're pissing in a bag, you shouldn't have to buy your own groceries.
That is very true. I do have sympathy for the elderly. Sorry, my foot's asleep. My foot's really bad. Okay. So what's next on the docket? Oh, fuck. Just a second. Oh, yeah, the Olympics. They got persecuted for the Olympics.
This is funny. Oh. You gotta shake it.
Yeah, I got some tips for that.
You gotta shake it and smell the blood. Well, yeah, so, yeah, this bitch got disqualified from the Olympics because she smoked weed.
She also looks like a savage. When you see those pictures, she's got, like, arm tats and her, like, hair is, like, bright orange. She looks fucking lit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, not gonna lie. And the fact that she blazes Kush, you know,
is
an athlete. That's pretty cool. But what I will say is that a lot of people are mad about it because they're like, half of the states have legalized weed. Why? But it's also like half of the states have not legalized weed. It's not federally legal. 4 years ago, you could still get kicked out of the Olympics for smoking weed. Also, isn't the Olympics a worldwide organization where like the majority of the countries represented in the Olympics are not like legal weed areas? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It feels like a dumb, like San Francisco weed culture bullshit to me, because I think every political discourse about weed is like a distraction, A, in the form that it's like a stupid news cycle that nobody should care about, and B, in the form that weed is literally zombifying and distracting like masses of people into just like sitting down and shutting up and watching Marvel Avengers Endgame and not caring about anything else.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, weed is bad and stupid, and nobody should smoke it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, she should be.
And I'd smoke weed, so don't take what I say that seriously. But
yeah, as a former, as somebody who used to smoke weed, I can say that my general outlook on life, my attitude, has not really changed much since I stopped smoking weed, I guess. But I do feel like I'm a smarter person, and I'm less stupid because I don't smoke weed. But what I will say about that woman is that, A, she looks fucking cool as fuck, but she has a bunch of tattoos, which is going to be a big problem when she gets to Japan. They're all going to be like, you're a scary gang affiliate, they're going to allow you in our restaurants, and I don't know how she's going to get past customs, to be frank with you.
And I mean, that's the other thing. Won't they realize that she's like a famous American, like, celebrity or something? Like, doesn't that count for anything in Japan? Like, I'm sure rappers go to Japan and they have tattoos.
Okay, well, you got me there. But it's still, I predict it's going to be a major problem for her. And if you think that this is, my main point that I want to make is, if you think that this is going to be the last time that an athlete gets disqualified or banned for some seemingly arbitrary rule breaking, and buddy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Welcome to Japan. They're all about arbitrary rules and needlessly punishing you for breaking them. So I predict way more shit is going to happen like this as time goes on, this Olympics, and it's going to be a huge shit show. I'm very excited to see it over here. It's like the worst thing. it's going to be insane.
I would.
People are going to be banned for, you know, not for eating while walking during the Olympic Games. You know, people are going to get banned for all sorts of shit this year.
So, wait, you are just saying this because the Olympics are happening in Japan? That's the reason this is going to happen? Okay, well, the Olympics that is supposed to happen in Japan is the Winter Olympics, and this bitch is a Summer Olympics person. She's a runner. So I don't think she's coming to the Olympics.
It's the Summer Olympics that are happening in Japan. They're happening in a month.
I thought it was the Winter Olympics.
No. Come on, get your head on straight, pal.
Oh, it's, well, I don't give a fuck. Oh, well, I don't care at all about the Summer Olympics. All like the Summer Olympics can suck my dick. They're lame. I don't want to see people run. It's the Summer Olympics is basically a test. The Summer Olympics is all about how tall you are and how fast you can run. The Winter Olympics is cool.
Yeah.
Also, okay, well, so you're telling me that this bitch got disqualified for smoking weed for the Summer Olympics when, like, every snowboarder in the world in the Winter Olympics smokes hella weed. Like, are they just definitely not testing those dudes? Car. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on?
I mean, also, it's like you could have not smoked weed, like, 2 weeks before you got tested. Which, for me, it's like, come on, if I can do that for a job interview, I feel like you should be able to do that for the Olympics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So, was it Japan that disqualified her?
No. I think it was whatever her home country was that disqualified her. But, like, you know, if she's smoking weed, she's not going to like it over here. It's illegal AF, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I agree. Weed should be much more illegal in America. It was cool when it was like taboo, you know? Now that it's normal, it's like the biggest nerds that you've ever known are like, oh yeah, I ate a fucking gummy and then I went and saw like the shittiest movie I've ever seen, but I thought it was awesome. And then I bought a Funko Pop about it totally because I was so high. I was like, and yeah, those people make me want to kill myself, so.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, weed's totally lame now. You gotta go move on to harder drugs. You gotta start smoking crack and doing cocaine. That's where it's really at now.
Nah, just stick with the old classics. Cigarettes and fucking alcohol.
Yeah, booze is really bad for you and dangerous and scary. And it has been for a long time. And it's remained a classic despite that fact. So there's a reason that it's been around this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
good. Classics are classics for a reason, baby.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, yeah. So I'm not a... I predict that this is only the first of many infractions and scandals that will come out of this year's Summer Olympics.
Are you going to go? Do you have tickets?
Fuck no. I'm definitely not going to go. I'm going during the... I'm going to Tokyo while that's happening, but I'll be vaccinated. But one of my friends wants to just go outside and, like, take pictures and pretend as if he was going to the Olympics.
That sounds very fun.
Yeah, we're going to do it for the gram. And we're going to go do some real cool shit in Tokyo, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the fun stuff. Not just sitting and watching some athletes.
Hell yeah.
And besides... Yeah, it's good to boycott the Olympics because it is just a ridiculous thing to be like, hey, let's get like people from all over the world.
The Olympics are awesome. You and I love the Olympics.
I know, I'm aware of this, but it's bad during the pandemic, okay?
Well,
Japan shouldn't be having it, they should be postponing it. And it's just going to cause more problems.
Well, they already postponed it. And now it's coming back. No, I disagree. I say bring on the Olympics. Let's have the Olympics more often. Let's have the Olympics every year. And specifically the Winter Olympics. Only the Winter Olympics. I don't care about the Summer Olympics.
Yeah. Well, I can get on board with that.
I want to see ski jumpers, the long ski jump. I want to see figure skaters. I want to see snowboarders, luge.
Hell yeah.
Things of that nature. God. It's very comfortable.
How could you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I want to watch various figure skaters for like 5 hours.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I can ever do that again. I feel like we had a really good Winter Olympics like season that one year where it was like snowing in Portland and you know we were young enough to where we could just smoke weed all day and drink imperial stouts from Dunaway's waste the hours completely, just waste weeks at a time watching figure skating, but I'm not sure I can do that anymore. Also, I'm fucking pissed because I bought a TV antenna and it does not work in my fucking home, so I cannot get any local channels in my goddamn home, so I won't be able to watch the Olympics.
I know that's what's happening. You've been very, very interested in doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, I mean, like, I remember the reason that the last couple times we tried to watch the Olympics, it was kind of shitty because we had to go on, like, Yahoo News and, like, watch it on, like, a live stream.
It was because I hadn't had the antenna yet. And then I got the antenna, and we could have watched it if it was happening.
But now that you're glowing up, I feel like you can find a way to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Now that you got those bucks.
Yeah, I'll watch the Olympics.
But I encourage you to do so. Yeah, dude, watch the Olympics. You might just see me walking around out there.
Oh, man, I would lose my shit. I don't know what I would do. I would freak the fuck out, definitely. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to be hanging out, waving a sign saying, "Hey, Morgan. Hi, Morgan. How's it going? Hey, Triton T2. How's it going?"
Yeah, no, you should have a sign that says SlimeWire Podcast on SoundCloud. Like, look up
SlimeWire Podcast. Like and subscribe.
Yeah. That'd be dope, bro.
We totally should have done, like, live reportage of the Olympics. I should have gone and reported live, and we could have had a live stream.
Well, it hasn't happened SlimeWire. Yet, right?
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet, so we can still do it.
Well, but you're going to be in Tokyo. Yeah, but the tickets are too expensive. But you can be in Tokyo, so you can record live from near the Olympics.
Yes, yes. I will record about the various happenings in Tokyo as a result of the Olympics, for sure.
Nice. When are you moving to Osaka?
So, look forward to that. Huh?
When are you moving to Osaka?
In 2 months and 7 days.
Oh, I thought it was, like, coming way sooner, because you were like, we're going to have to take time off the pod, but it's not happening for 2 months.
Yeah, but 2 months is not a long time. You know what I mean?
It's a pretty long time.
All right, I'm going to be like, I'm busy. Like, so I have, I got a job there, but I want to try to find a better job if I can. So I have like a okay job that I will be able to take if nothing else comes up. But if something else comes up, I want to take it. So I'm still looking for jobs. I'm trying to figure out, like, apartments and shit. It's a whole fucking thing, Morgan. I mean, Triton. So it's a whole thing. You got to be diligent about it. You got to start soon, or else I don't want to be wandering the streets of Tokyo with nowhere to go. I don't want to be wandering around Japan homeless and jobless. That's a bad place to be. So, yeah, I am going to be very busy.
All right.
Yeah. So I am moving in September to Osaka, and I am buying a gold chain and some Hawaiian shirts and a white tuxedo, which I will be wearing every day.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, I'll let you know. It's going to be pretty great.
You're going to be swagged.
Yeah.
Swagged out. All right. We're
going to be so swagged out, baby. So motherfucking swagged out. And speaking of swag... that new swag that is taking over the internet as we speak, Mushroom Wojak, is making headlines, and I know that it's one of your favorite new memes, as it is mine. So, what do you think about this new Mushroom Wojak?
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite new memes. I just I find it interesting. I don't know that much about it, except I just keep seeing it everywhere. In fact, I think it's sort of already dying out. I feel like it's sort of becoming soy to post Mushroom Wojak now. But, like,
kidding me.
Dude, no, it's everything.
Like a couple days ago,
everything's cyclical.
I was lying awake in bed and just thinking about Mushroom Wojak, and I was just laughing my fucking ass off because I love the idea that it was a dude. It's like, you know, like Wojak and Doge and the various, like, pure 4chan memes, they are iterative, right? They're not acts of one man. So Wojak evolves in very gradual stages, and it's a community thing, and you can't deviate too far, right?
Yeah.
The first guy that had, you know, first Wojak was just Wojak, and then there was Bitterly Crying Wojak, right?
Yeah.
So that was one evolution. And then there was Wojak wearing a mask of himself being fine, but then underneath the mask, he's crying tears.
That's one of my, like, yeah, that one's very good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I see that for years, every day, and it just makes me laugh every time. But this you know, the story behind Mushroom Wojak is that it was some guy that just, he was like, hey, I created my own Wojak. I created this. And so it's like a new, brand new creation, right? It stands outside of the stream, the sort of like genetic tree of Wojaks, and is not really part of them. So I appreciate that this man, like, took it upon himself to create something new, you know?
Yeah, he's pretty lucky that it, like, immediately caught on, you know?
It blew up, yeah. So he's also, you know, very audacious because he's, like, taking this and he has boldly inserted it into, kind of spliced it onto the larger tree of Wojaks. And I think that's really takes a lot of bravery, and I think it's really good, and good on him. Yeah, I really enjoy it a lot. And I like the original meme. Have you seen, like, the original meme that it's part of?
Yeah, where it's on 4chan and the guy replies, kill yourself, and then, yeah, it's the angry crying. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Also, what is that Mushroom means, Wojak supposed to, like, imply? What does it mean?
All it was, I think it's just a man's, like, he's just trying to create his own, you know, contribution to it. You know what I mean? Like, he's just trying to make a new one.
Yeah.
And
I would say, what's the personality of Mushroom Wojak?
Oh, like, what kind of vibe does he give off, and what kind of vibe does he radiate?
Yeah.
Yeah, despite... Yeah, I think that he has, like, an aura of, like, serenity and goodwill and general self-acceptance. You know what I mean? Like, he's staring at you kind of ambivalently, but he's not, like, he's not upset. He's not unhappy. He's just chill as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, yeah, he's like your friend that maybe stayed back home and just got a job at the local bar or whatever, but he's like still a really cool bro, and you like to see him when you come home. Maybe you trip on some mushrooms together. You have a really good experience. You know what I mean? Like, he's just doing his best. He's not much. He's not a great man, but he's a good man. And that's all you got to be in this world. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, dude, I fucking love him. It's great. I think that he also represents a shift from, like, the crazy hyper-masculinity and just toxic culture of that surrounds Wojak memes in general. And he's a move towards chilling out, you know? So I'm excited about it. I'm happy that it exists, and I loved it. What did you think about it?
I'm down for Mushroom Wojak. Yeah, he's cool. He looks cool. It's mysterious still to me. And I think, like, just reiterating Mushroom Wojak over and over again, eventually it's gonna get soy. Eventually it's gonna get whack, but we're not quite at that stage yet. And I think if Mushroom Wojak, like, sort of naturally integrates into the greater Wojak world, you know, he can, you know, he'll definitely be a mainstay forever. I've recently been getting, I mean, everybody knows about the, like, soy face Wojaks with the hands up and the beard and the, you know, they're hilarious. But I've been seeing, like, a lot of iterations of it where it'll be, like, them talking about, like, Quentin Tarantino's movies, and it'll be, like, it's a trademark of his. Like, just saying, like, really dumb shit. Which, yeah, it makes me, like, that shit makes me laugh so hard. Especially because I work with a guy that is literally the soy jack. And I also recently saw, like, the original picture of the soy jack, like, the actual picture of the person that it was based off of. And so it's like it's an actual picture that somebody just drew of somebody. And it's like, and if you put them side by side, it's very, very funny. But so I'm down. I'm down with Mushroom Wojak. I'm down with all iterations of Wojak. So.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. I think when you say that you think that Wojak is eventually going to become soy, I couldn't agree less with that statement, because he's like, yeah, he's here for a long time at least.
Yeah, I mean, people, so many... like, I was on 4chan in like 2007, and it was rage comics and stuff. And we never thought those were going to be lame, but sure enough, they became lame after a while.
No, I think that was, I mean, I think that this current era of internet culture is going to last a lot longer because the internet itself has been kind of locked down harder, you know? So, yeah. Like, things are going to change because, you know, the old internet, things changed because the nature of the internet changed, you know? So those memes went by the wayside because they were parts of the old internet. And this new internet, this corporate-backed hellscape of an internet, is going to be around for a long time. And as long as it's around, I predict Wojak will have his part to play. And I'm relying on him to see, hopefully, save us all. So I like it.
Nice.
Shroom Jack or Mushroom Wojak is all right by me.
I've heard it referred to as the Shrigma male. The rarest male type. That's very funny. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, after you.
No, go ahead.
I didn't have anything to say.
Oh, would you like to take... Okay.
A quick commercial break?
Yeah, would you like to take a quick break? And then we have two last things on the docket that we have to finish.
Yep. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, see ya. Ooh.
We're back, baby. We got two final things on the docket.
We just got to close out with a couple of very important news items here. We hope you'll bear with us.
Have you seen the pictures and the videos of the Gulf on Mexico?
Absolutely. Mexico.
Bro, it's vaporwave as hell. It's vaporwave hell.
Yeah, anything that fits the general aesthetic of this podcast, which, in case our listeners have forgot, is supposed to be about vaporwave leaking into the real world. I mean, I don't see how you could get much more vaporwave than that.
Yeah, I'm here for every type of climate disaster. Like, I love this shit. I just want more aesthetic images on my phone that are like actually real and happening in the real world. So. Let's talk about what exactly is happening. A pipeline burst in the Gulf of Mexico and caught on fire. And so now there's drones circling it and fucking boats trying to put the shit out. It's amazing. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I cannot wait until fucking we are all living in high rises in Antarctica because of climate disaster ruining the world.
Yeah. Well, I think that another thing is that, like, the recent apocalyptic catastrophes that have been happening within the last couple of years are they're not visible and they're not aesthetic, you know? That's the whole thing of, like, it's a generally held idea that, like, our version of the apocalypse is super fucking lame, right? Like, instead of, like, running away from robots or like fighting aliens, we just have to stay inside for a year and then die. Like, that's what it is. So it's like real shit, you know. So like all of these hellish dystopian nightmares that we're experiencing are not what we thought. And this particular hellish dystopian nightmare totally lives up to the hype of what you would think it would look like for the world ending. A cauldron, a bubbling cauldron of fire deep beneath the ocean. Percolating. And fucking, like... Yeah. Now, like, one video...
Beautiful.
Like, yeah, exactly. So like, it's the one apocalyptic event that is, like, worthy of the name. It's worthy of us. And so, like, yeah, I think the incompetent Mexican oil barge that caused the problem, and I'm glad that I hope that that image will survive long after we're all dead and gone.
I imagine it was some sort of American fuckery going on that caused it, because I mean that's pretty close to the like where the BP oil spill was, like how fucking long ago that was. South Florida. I mean, it's not like directly, like, it's not, of course, it's not super close, but if you're looking at the world map, it's pretty close.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that whole Yeah, the fish around that area are just having a terrible time.
Oh, man. And people are still fishing those fish and eating those fish. You know, poor fucking...
You gotta fish them
in your Cuba and shit. They're just fucking eating that shit. Fucking wild, dude.
They come pre-boiled now. They come pre-grilled. You just walk down to the beach...
That's like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia joke where didn't they talk about like blowing up like the fucking animal and it like flash cooks the meat? You know, that's what's happening in real life. Yeah. Is the fucking the ocean's on fire, so the fish are already cooked.
Yeah, they're pretty
hell yeah,
they're ready to go. Your door. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I want to see more.
Yeah, the Cubans and the Mexicans are just having siestas all day now because they're or fiestas, as it were, because all they got to do is walk down to the beach and there's like a smorgasbord prepared for them. They got shrimp, scampi, and fresh cooked tuna and salmon. But yeah, so I don't know, on the opposite end, it's like I'm sure that is a catastrophic environmental catastrophe.
Oh, it's horrible.
For
it's
where it is.
Terrible, terrible.
But like compared to like all of the other catastrophes, it's not like that big a deal, right? It's not like it's contributing to global warming that much, is it? I guess I feel like
it probably isn't. It's just a very powerful image that is very indicative of the like horrible way that humans have been treating the environments for hundreds and thousands of years. But I mean, it's the logical conclusion. Like, we've taken control of this planet, you know, that was never supposed to happen. Like, I mean, if you believe in like God and divine intervention, it's like, then why are we destroying the planet? Like, how come it's reacting so bad to our very presence, you know? And
combination of it.
Yeah, the simple truth and the simple fact is that it's evolution gone wrong. It's evolution gone like rapidly, rapidly wrong, and we're just spiraling towards like total destruction. But like, you know, we were never supposed to be more than like stupid monkeys, and then at some point we figured out how to make fire, and now we're making fires in the Gulf of Mexico, baby. And everything's off the table. Like, it's just like we're just gonna go hard until it's all over. And you know, there's nothing you shouldn't feel bad about it. Like, no individual person feel bad about it, because it's not your fault. I mean, maybe it's some asshole's fault, but like, you know, who cares? He's rich. Whoever caused this disaster is most likely rich as hell and does not give a fuck about those goddamn fish. So, who cares?
No. Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of thought that, like the average person, like the average workaday schmo, doesn't really care about global warming because... Well, okay, like, you know, if his part of the world gets too hot, then he'll just move to, you know, Canada.
Yeah.
And he was probably already thinking about moving to Canada anyway. I mean, most people live precarious lives and their jobs are not, you know, if it's not global warming that takes away their jobs, it's going to be something else. So what really difference does it make in the lives of some clown like you or me? And the reason that people that, you know, like, liberals and Democrats have a big interest in fighting global warming is because they actually own property that will be washed away by the rising tides in the seas, you know? Like, a dude that owns a high-rise apartment in New York or like a mansion in Florida, he cares about global warming because it might destroy his investments. But you and I don't have any investments. So, like, you know...
Yeah, we're going to die before any of this shit, like, really hits the fan. Like, we're going to have to deal with it. But, like, it's just, like, you know... I mean, for me, it's like Portland saw record-breaking heat 3 days in a row, like, last week. It was, 107, which broke the record. And then the day after that, it was, 114. Like, they broke the record immediately by, like, 7 temperature points and shit. I was not here for it. Damn. I dipped out. I went to the beach, and I was I actually wasn't having very much fun because I had a tooth infection and half of my face was swollen, and I looked like the retarded guy in the Goonies. But it was terrible. But that sort of shit is just going to keep happening, and everybody's already normalized and accepted that it's going to keep happening. And so now what's important is don't set off fireworks. It's not like, and my thing is like, instead of caring about any of this shit, why don't you just take a step back and appreciate the fucking aesthetic destruction of the world for what it is, and be happy that you get to experience it. Be happy that you get to live in this lifetime, you know?
For sure. I can understand that. But I will also say that if we do pop off the fireworks, there's a chance that there could be a huge forest fire. And
yeah, it'll fuck that was everything pretty
aesthetic.
Up.
You remember?
Oh, yeah, it was aesthetic, but it was it was physically taxing on myself and my body, and I don't think I can handle another big... Like, I'm a heavy smoker. I can't handle, the air being, cigarette smoke, you know? I feel like that's bad.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not good for me.
Yeah, when there's a respiratory disease going around and the air is filled with smoke, your chances are just dropping by the day, basically.
Yeah. That's why you need to get rich and whisk me away to a life
of... Oh, yeah.
A life,
don't worry.
A life on Easy Street.
Yeah. I'll find work for you in my barony, in my little fiefdom, and it'll be cool. You can be like my right hand man. You can enforce all of my decrees.
Yeah, that'd be dope, bro.
Okay. Now, what else we got?
There's one final thing that I wanted to talk about because it does sort of impact us personally, mm-hmm. or myself personally, and I recently found out about it through some sort of Twitter thread. Let me pull it up really quick. But it is concerning the extremely elementary and shitty music editing software called Audacity, which is the only free music editing software that anybody can get. It's been the same since 2002. They haven't changed it, but it just got bought by new owners, and they have updated the terms of service where they can collect data from you and sell it to legal enforcement or potential buyers without your consent. So now even the cheapest and shittiest audio software that you can buy, which a majority of podcasts, including this one, are edited with Audacity. And so now all that information, all the valuable things that we are saying, they're being sold right to the U.S. government, baby. And they're going to do with that information what they will. So, yeah.
So our listenership is about to explode exponentially to include FDA agents and
FBI, CIA, hopefully. I hope they listen. I mean, so this is the thing that, a lot of people are very angry about this, and understandably so, but who the fuck cares, man? What are you doing on Audacity that is going to cause the FBI to raid your home? I don't get it. There's nothing.
Well, I was going to say, maybe is it not people could use it to illegally use unlicensed samples to make beats, maybe?
Yes, people can use it to make beats, but at the same time, it's Audacity is the shittiest music program that exists. That's why it's been free for 20 years. Nobody that is making actual money off of music is using Audacity. But
it's all about the podcast. Yeah. They're putting their foot down on podcasts.
And that's exactly why it's happening, is because podcasts became a really big political thing in the last 4 or 5 years. And so now they want to track that information. They want to track whatever, the Chapo people. Because the Chapo Trap House, I'm sure, is using Audacity. Fucking, everybody's using Audacity. I use Audacity. I'm going to use Audacity to edit this very podcast. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were using Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops can't handle the files, so like I can edit in Fruity Loops, but then I have to export it to Audacity to be able to upload it as an MP3 to the World Wide Web, baby. And that's probably because my laptop is just shitty, but I use Audacity. I'm using Audacity. Everybody that isn't computer literate that makes a podcast is using Audacity.
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like it does make sense, though, because, like, yeah, like, the amount of people who are just using Audacity to do just all of these basic entry-level, like, audio manipulation things, like, there's probably so many that you want to keep track of it if you are the FBI or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And, frankly, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, what are they going to... I hope they listen to us. Like, I don't know what sort of messages they're going to glean. Like, if the FBI becomes aware that vaporwave is seeping into the material world, you know, we might have a better government after that. If they become aware of that sheer fact. And then we'll get our very first real vaporwave president.
Yeah. Because it's really just that they don't know. Nobody knows except for us.
Exactly.
So, yeah. If you're listening, NSA, we have an important message. Vaporwave is expanding into the real world, and it's causing various political catastrophes, and we need you to help us seal the portal.
Yeah, climate disaster, political turmoil, and also some good tunes. Some good tunes are coming out of it, too, baby. So the FBI, you know, if you want to get your Spotify playlist, like, looking good, you know, you got to follow what the Vaporwave producers are doing over on Audacity and what we're doing with promoting art that we feel is important and good. So, you know.
Yeah. And though we promoted nothing to.
No.
But we will.
It's not our fault. Wasx was supposed to drop an album and then he fucking delayed it.
Yeah.
So
Vaporwave's fucking dropping the ball yet again.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
But yeah, I'm not even gonna like bother like waiting to like review the Wasx album. I'm just gonna drop this podcast as is, because fuck it. Okay. And then we'll just review Wasx for the next pod. Who gives a fuck? And then maybe something else will
happen. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Hell yeah, baby.
All right. Well, I think that about covers it. It was a long and wide-ranging cast today with a variety of different topics, but I felt like they did all kind of thread together a little bit, so there's that.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. I enjoy the trajectory that the pod is going down, where it's becoming stupider than ever, which is something I'm here for. I feel like it's going to be more engaging from here on out, just the stupider we get, so... you know, I already got vaccinated, so I got vaccinated, so I'm becoming stupider, like, by the day, because I have the Soros chemical, like, going through my veins.
So tune in next week for our, so next week our themes will be why Microsoft Word is great, why Bill Gates is cool.
Yeah, by the next pod, I'm not going to be able to say, like, vowels. You know?
Yeah. You're gonna be like, dude, yeah, I just think like, yeah, Microsoft is great. Microsoft products are really good and everybody should buy them. And it's okay to go ahead and turn on the allow Facebook to collect data from me option, everybody who's listening right now.
Yeah, and we're gonna be reviewing like all the new shitty vaporwave releases and being like, this is amazing, this is good, we love this.
This is good. It's good.
I love this album about N64 and this was a good one.
All right. It was a good one. Do you hear that, everyone? This was a good one. So listen to it. Okay?
All right.
Okay?
All right. Sayonara.
All right. Sayonara.